Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts. Here at YouTube, Fancy Dan, just search Boy Gob. Surprisingly, I looked at the YouTube subscribers recently, and we have 73. Can you believe that?
No.
I
never
believe that. I saw that and was like, what the fuck? It was weird that actually people watched the last episode we did on YouTube. It was surprising. That's where a lot of the views came from. Not saying there were a lot of views, but the majority of the views did come from the Fancy Dan YouTube page. Just search Boy Gob now, guys. I'm trying to make it easier because our name fucking sucks a dick. So just search Boy Gob and it should be easier to find. Or you can watch this and follow along with all kinds of shit we post on the Facebook page, which is DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast. And there was one more. Yeah, of course, the flagship, boygob.com. That's where you can get the audio feed and listen to it while you work or whatever it is that you do. So, Joe, your week, was it okay?
My week has just started. Oh, you're talking about last week then, since we've not recorded in a week. Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's been busy. I thought I'd have a little rest or something after Frightmare, such is not the case, as orders flooded in and I'm having to turn away work because I got much of it. That's okay because I got some beers to drink. I'm drinking a Blood and Honey from Revolver this evening. And, yeah, I'm fucking tired. I'm really tired today. I've had a headache all day. Yeah, you're doing that pumpkin beer. Mm. Tom, have you ever taken apart a clothes dryer?
I actually have.
That shit is dirty on the inside, you know?
A lot of lint gets in there.
Yeah, they say you're supposed to clean it once a year, according to the manual, which I've never looked at until recently. Like the oven, I had to replace the heating element. Which you'd think this would be an easier task, but a dryer is just a bunch of sharp fucking metal. You know? And I don't recommend it.
Yeah, fucking with those folded in edges mm-hmm. aren't great. Putting your fingers where they're not supposed to be, they just can be real sharp.
Yeah, fucking sucks. And I should have put on gloves, but I'm an asshole. So, you know, fuck my hands up a little, but. Hey, the dryer's working, I think. The house hasn't burned down yet, so that's one thing crossed off the list. I've got I'm supposed to be in San Antonio this weekend, maybe, for MonsterCon. I don't know. I'm headed up there. I'm hoping the show's still going on. We'll see.
Well, you don't know?
Yeah, I mean, they're advertising it like it is, but I haven't received any... Like, hey, send us money. And that's usually the initial thing they go for, right? but
I don't know. This is the Mall Fest.
Yeah. Yeah. So who knows? I've always done well. Like, we'll see. We'll see. I'm just going to go sit in a hotel room and drink.
Well, I hope you make it and you make some fucking money there.
Me too. But it's kind of like I'm so busy now. I'm not pumped up about going or doing anything. It's just like I've got a lot of work in front of me that some of it's cool work. Other of it is just busy work from customers that have been customers for so long. I can't tell them no, you know.
For sure.
I mean, they were there when shit wasn't great. So, you know, I take care of them however I can, whenever I can.
That's good. Yeah, I after last week's show, I don't really want to do a whole lot of conventions anymore. I like do Frightmare and Houston Horror Film Fest. Mm-hmm. And if I can make it to Camp Zool for sure, but other than that, I'm not interested in going around and fucking sitting around at conventions anymore.
I still like digging them. I still, you know, have a great time. It's just, you know, when you're this busy, it's like in the back of your mind, you're thinking of the shit you got to do when you get home and how much time you're spending not doing that stuff that needs to get done.
Being on the road and shit, that adds into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. Joe, it feels like we lost one of our own.
It does. It does. You know, somebody that's been with us close to the beginning, I'd say.
Episode 2.
Oh, shit. Was it episode 2?
Episode 2 is when we watched The Vampire Dog.
Yeah, we had a guest come on and watch it and review it.
That was Kerwin.
Yep.
Little Moan himself.
Kerwin.
Yeah, that was fucked. I was outside the old treatment center because I didn't want to go in because, you know, we just came back from Frightmare and I didn't want to take the chance getting all these people sick. So I was just like, I'll wait in the car just to be safe. And I was just scrolling through my phone and I seen a picture of Norm MacDonald. I was like, huh, all right, cool. And then another one. And then it didn't register. I kind of just clicked out, and I was like, oh, fuck. I should, yeah, I guess I'm going to open my phone back. Ah, fuck. So, yeah, that was very disheartening, reading he died of cancer while I'm sitting outside the fucking treatment center. So that was even more a kick in the dick, but, man.
How old was he? It said, what, 59? Or something?
Yeah, not old.
Not too old, yeah. Yeah.
I just rewatched Me Doing Stand-Up, which is one of his specials, and like the whole first 20 minutes is about like him dying, and then he has a whole bit on getting cancer. It was like, oh, shit. So if you guys wanted to know what he would think about the whole thing, go watch Me Doing Stand-Up.
How old is that special?
I want to say 10 years, maybe a little more.
Okay.
Maybe. I'll always remember it because it looks like he has fucking midget hands or he's just wearing a giant fucking jacket. I don't know.
Man, yeah, he's got a work. Lot of shit. A lot of shit that, like, his comedy was, I don't know, just different, you know, because he wasn't some guy that was just, like, throwing out offensive shit after offensive shit. He had like a weird subtle style to, yeah, it was offensive, but he just kind of like said it like it was commonplace. You know, it was good shit, man. I liked his comedic style.
Yeah, it was definitely good. Like his pointing out the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was good shit, and just like taking shit and making you see like the funniness in it, like his whole thing about pride and being happy because you're gay, how that's like a weird thing to take pride in. Like the dad showing the picture of his son sucking all these dicks and shit with a big smile on his face. It was good shit. But yeah, I mean, I always say big fat guy because that's where I got it from him. So he'd always say fucking big fat guy, and that just stuck. Nah, man, Dirty Work's been on the top 10 list of mine so many several times. Yeah. Hell yeah. Made my favorite movies list, so there's that.
His Burt Reynolds on the Jeopardy shit was fucking great. That shit was gold. That whole Jeopardy bit was gold, but whenever he was on it, it was good shit.
I don't really remember that. Can you refresh my memory what it sounded like?
No, I can't. He didn't really make a big effort, Dom. He just kind of like talk kind of like this.
Then Screwed, that's a lesser known movie. It's pretty good. It's a Christmas movie, so I can't recommend, you know, watch it, but watch it this fucking Christmas. It's good. It's got Dave Chappelle and Danny DeVito in it. We'll get to his sitcoms in a little bit, but he put out a book maybe 6 years ago, maybe, yeah, based on a true story, I think it was called. I would say read the book, but when he narrates the audio book, then what the fuck's the point of reading it? Just go get the fucking audio book.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like his life story, but all fucked up and just made funny with like bullshit added. That's why it's based on a true story. It's good shit, man. A couple years ago, his web series got picked up by Netflix, and then they released another one of his specials. So you got a season of Norm MacDonald Live and something Hitler's Dog. It was a long name. I forget the fucking name of the newest special. But yeah, if you got Netflix, you might as well go watch that shit. Yeah, it fucking sucks. Fucking sucks. He was one of the best, or if not the best, I don't.
Maybe. And for those that weren't with us on episode 2, even though we've mentioned it throughout the years, if you've not seen Vampire Dog, and you like voiceover work, he was one of the best.
Much better than Treasure Hound, which
yeah, much better than
year
the
two later.
The Pooch Who Saved Christmas, or whatever the fuck it was last time. Yeah,
Vampire Dog was definitely, I was thinking of doing a old commentary track for it, but just really no time. So go get it, or don't get it, maybe. Watch it. Definitely watch it.
Yeah, don't mind. No.
It's worth, checking out just for the novelty. I guess, since he was the dog in the Dr. Dolittle movies, they started getting him to do all these voiceover dog movies and shit. I would assume that's what happened.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, this guy can do dog voices.
And it's just his voice.
That's him. With the same tone, you know, that he does his stand-up or does anything. So,
goddamn Canadians. Well, yeah, that... Man, it sucks. That was like one of the, I don't think a celebrity death has hit me like that since Chris Farley. And I mean, that was fucking years and years and years ago. So fucking sucks. That's life. It is what it is, man. At least we have this body of work that we can go back and laugh at, I guess. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Yes, I mean, fucking didn't tell anybody for 9 years, or they just kept it a secret. So, I mean, that's good people around you if that's what the fuck you wanted. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, is what it is. Fucking sucks, but what are you gonna do?
Can't do a fucking thing.
Just, I mean, live your life. You never know.
Yep.
So, Joe, what'd you watch?
Well, I mean, try to live a better life than I've been doing by watching this shit. I watched Drag Across Concrete. This is with the racist Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn. They're cops. They're hard-edged cops. And they get caught on video roughing up a suspect. And so they're fired, put on probation or whatever. So they plot a scheme to rip off a potential criminal. And a lot of the movie is just them on fucking stakeout. So they're just sitting in a car the whole time and you're watching them eat. And you're why am I watching this? Why shouldn't I just go fucking eat something, you know? And it's long and it's odd. It's got some really questionable shit to where, you know, we say a lot of shit. We joke around a lot, but this one, like,
we say a lot of questionable things.
We do. Yeah, this show's definitely not for everybody. But this movie, you know, and it had me stop and think, it's like, what the fuck was that? You know, did they just say that? It's like, a lot of shit in this movie came off as racist.
Like, what were they saying? Just, I mean, from the movie.
No, just like, you've got these bad guys in it, you know, and they establish they're bad guys because they just go in and start shooting. Because
they're people. Black. I understand it is a Mel Gibson movie.
Well, yeah, he's said some fucking ridiculous shit, hasn't he? That motherfucker.
I'll put all you motherfuckers in the Rose Garden because I'm capable of that shit.
There's a scene where the black, for the, there's a key that the bad guys have, and one of the guys that was working for them that they betray, he swallows the key, and they need that key. So they're cutting this fucker open to get that key open, and you get that key out of him, and one of the guys says, oh, you know, try not to cut the gallbladder because that'll make a particular stink, you know, especially in the case of the Negroes. You know, it's just, I mean, you already established these guys were shitty, you know, fucking individuals. Let's go ahead and, like, fucking sprinkle some fucking confetti on top of that to make it even worse. There's just other shit, and it's on both sides. Like nobody in this movie you give a fuck about. You just think, man, these people all suck. I hope they all fucking die. Most of them do. Except with the one guy, which I think you're supposed to cheer on or whatever, because he's doing the crimes because he wants his mom to quit being a prostitute. And he wants his little brother, who is crippled, to become a video.
Being a fucking prostitute.
Being a crippled prostitute, yeah. To be a video game designer. It's real fucking stupid. And I shouldn't have watched the whole thing. I'm the asshole for watching it. I'm the fucking racist for watching this bullshit. I should have saw Mel Gibson's name, said, fuck it, I'm going to go back and watch the Mad Max movies back when, you know, he wasn't so public about his racism. But I didn't. I'm the asshole.
Oh, shit.
Do not recommend.
Machete was good. He was in that.
He was in that.
Or was that Machete 2? Yeah.
I think it was the second one.
Machete kills.
He did
take some to space. He did. Mm-hmm. Killed a lot of honkies. Skin Deep, I got from our good friends at Severin Films at Texas Frightmare Weekend. I've seen it before. I wanted to get it to upgrade from the DVD. This is another Gabe Bartalos joint.
Okay.
Might remember him from St. Bernard.
St. Bernhard.
Sandra Bernhard. Mm-hmm. Or maybe his effects work in the Leprechaun series, Brain Damage, Frankenhooker, the Basket Case sequels, amongst many, many other things. If you're into weird, weird and slasher movies, then I would say give this one a whirl. The movies he directs definitely aren't for everybody, but I can definitely suggest or recommend this one more than I can St. Bernard. But all this shit's just fucking really weird and surreal. I mean, nothing wrong. That's his style and shit. It's just not for everybody. But the documentary on there's pretty fucking great, Joe. And you know, that's why I get a lot of these fucking upgraded shit because of the documentaries and special features on there. Like, this was fucking, this is for his movie Skin Deep, but there's like time lapse footage on there from fucking him putting on the leprechaun makeup and shit. It's great. I would highly suggest people get it.
just to watch the documentary. But to be fair, he is probably my favorite effects artist, so I am a little biased. So take that what you will, because it's mostly a celebration of, hey, isn't he great? So if you haven't checked it out and you want to see a weird fucking slasher movie, give it a shot. I would highly recommend picking it up at Severin-Films.com. And, well, shit, buy it now, or Black Friday's coming up soon, so I would assume they'd be on sale. If they still
have them, you may want to get one of their St. Bernard t-shirts. If they still have them. I don't know if they do. And maybe don't do that, because I don't want to make more of those. So it was kind of
check the clearance section.
Yeah, might be there.
I think, what was it, Paul Bear made those?
No.
No. One of these days you'll get the credit you deserve.
No, Joe. They just they did recently the Dia de la Bestia shirts, the Day of the Beast, which I was just sent a reorder for, which hey, all, Jason, but I don't fucking make those. Let me forward this to Craig. You fuck.
Oh shit. I could just picture your face when you got that.
I got too much work right now. It's like, fuck it.
But still, just to receive that, it's like, do you it's not care about me?
It's not the first time.
Oh, Shay, well, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Phil, anything else? Popping any more discs?
I watched Perfect Blue. The anime classic by Satoshi Kon. Satoshi Kon!
Bless you.
Yeah, this looks very effeminate,
I would say. Because it is.
Yeah. But this is about a pop idol, which is what they call fucking teen singers or something over there, that wants to become an actress. I guess over there you can't be both. So she does, and then she's led down the astray, you know. She's becoming more risque, and, you know, she's doing nude photo shoots. And
oh, shit, a little sucking and fucking action.
Yeah, and she's being stalked by a fan that wants to be her. And that fan,
like, the neck cutter?
Like, starts killing everybody that's leading her astray, and she's going crazy. Is it real? Is it not? Are we the monsters?
Well, seeing how this is an anime and it is about a pop idol, sure, there's some songs in here that are sung by the lead, Joe. You remember any of these tunes?
I do not remember, but we should have had Chris on here because I know he knows. Let's see. But on the special features, you have the Angel of Your Heart recording sessions. So that was one of the songs, Angel of Your Heart. I don't know. I don't think they even sing. You know, those fucking, the Japanese, they just kind of like, they get three or four girls together and they just dance a routine and occasionally sing a chorus or something. Angel of Your Heart.
Well, they do that when they're not busy bombing harbors and such.
Those sons of sneaky mother.
Oh, I was just in there watching a fucking movie with my mom called, like, The Last Valentine or something. And Betty White's talking about how, my husband, he went to fucking World War II and he didn't come back. And Jennifer Love Hewitt's interviewing her. Betty White's like, oh, I gotta go. I feel tired. And then there's like a three-step fucking thing going up to her house. It cuts to a back view, and it's obviously a guy in a wig, and he just like falls up those fucking three steps so shittily. Cut to her in the ICU, and I'm still fucking laughing my balls off. This fucking guy in a fucking wig just fell upstairs. It was great. It was the worst fall I've ever seen. And I did check. The full movie is on YouTube. So feel free just to skim through to see this guy dressed up as Betty White fall upstairs.
That's The Last Valentine.
The Lost.
Lost. Okay, The Lost. Lost.
It's a good thing they found it. But yeah, sorry. Back to your awesome anime.
No, that's it. It's a decent flick. It's one of the classics of the genre.
Oh shit, right when you said that, I took a sip and you were like, it's one of the, I wanted to say, eight films to die for.
You know what? It's better than that.
I hope so. Oh shit. Well, what did I do? I watched Whatever It Takes. It's newly released by Vinegar Syndrome, starring your boy, Don the Dragon Wilson. Williams? Wilson, right? Yeah. Wilson. And Andrew Dice Clay being as offensive as ever, or at least to my people. And then Fred Williamson as the bad guy. I mean, it was all right. It's kind of funny to watch just to see like these mishmash of characters, like Don the Dragon Wilson's just like some straight by the books guy with a just voice like this, who you wouldn't really picture coming out of him. And then, hey, yo, you fucking, and then that shit.
How should happen. Don the Dragon Wilson sound, Tom?
You know how he should sound, Joe.
Let's hear it.
You know.
Let's hear it.
Hey, what's up? This is Don. Don the Dragon? Where's my bitches at? Where they be?
Not exactly how I pictured it.
That's how I pictured it. More baritone. You know.
And then you got Fred the Hammer.
Yeah,
he was a bad guy, huh?
He is, yes.
Does he die? Does he get the girl?
the interview, they talk about that. He does get the girl, and they show him fall down and go boom, but then they don't actually cut back to him as dead, so he's just like, yeah, see, you never really saw me die. So he's like, okay, I guess you're three things. I get the girl if I want her. She might be a little porkin', so I might not want her. But yeah, there's a great Fred Williamson interview on there. I would say that's probably the best thing about that disc as well. It's okay if you're into like a hard-bodied 90s fitness broads, this is probably a movie for you. I think that was one of their selling points in the movie. So, hey, if you're down with broads with fucking hard bodies and even harder knocks, check this movie out.
Leotards and headbands.
Yep, and silicones. Mm-hmm. That kind of shit. Who gets
a silicone?
Yeah, it was okay. I was just kind of expecting more because it was a Vinegar Syndrome video store release. So those ones are a little more wacky and like, oh, this shit, but it was whatever. I think it was more just about the mishmash of personalities and shit. But yeah, I would say wait for this one to be a half price. Definitely not worth $30. Sorry, but it's not. The packaging was nice. I mean, the art on it was fucking garbage, but like the quality of the packaging, it was nice, but
yeah, they got that hard cardboard shit that they're using on a lot of their releases. That's really cool.
Yeah. It was just, it was whatever. So, fuck it, I guess.
Yeah.
What did you watch?
Another fuck it is what I watched. Creepshow season 2. I finished that.
Sorry.
Fuck. That sucked. Like I told you, I think we talked about it when I first started. They had one episode that was just a nostalgia episode. It was just like an Evil Dead story. And that one had Bob Ross in it, so there was more nostalgia.
It had Bob Ross in it, eh?
The guy playing Bob Ross. you know, because it takes place at a like a public television station.
Bathroom, I see.
And somebody gets the fucking Necronomicon and those fucking floating demons come out and shit or whatever. But that's only, it was only good for nostalgia. You know, it wasn't good. You know, the rest of the season is fucking downhill from there. It's just like there's one in space that I don't even fucking remember. I don't remember half of this shit, you know. It was just all fucking shit. This show is terrible. It's Shudder, so that should explain a whole fucking lot. I think Nicotero directs most of the episodes this season. That explains some more. Not good, man. Not good. And I've seen people like praising it. Oh, this was so great. You know, this was good. Fuck you. Whoever you are saying that, fuck you. You're the reason we have shit like this. And why we're getting more is because you're praising. I don't know if you're fucking getting paid for these positive reviews like me and Tom were. You
know? Bronze!
But shame on you. Shame on you, people that are giving this positive reviews.
It's just because it's Shudder and it's horror. It's a name. It's that crowd. I just, man. I don't know. Just that crowd that'll just eat up anything horror and shit that's on fucking Shudder, man. I don't.
Yeah, I love horror too, but I need the shit to be good.
You know, yeah, I don't know if I do anymore, Joe.
This season was only 5 episodes long, and that was way too fucking many. It sucked.
Yeah, I mean, just pump out cheap content to keep the platform going, I guess. Buy licenses to names and buy up movies cheap and shit.
Okay, the last episode had Justin Long. He was an inventor, and he invents a tanning booth that you can lay in, and you'll be VR'd into whatever movie you fucking play. And he chooses Terror Express or Horror Express, an old fucking movie with Peter
Cushing
and Christopher Lee. Yeah, there's some fucking Neanderthal creature on the train, and that movie sucks. I guess they got this on the cheap,
but it was royalty free, so
right. Yeah, so his wife's jealous because he's been infatuated with some chick in the movie since he was a kid. And it's just like a lot of blue screen, you know, like, oh, here I am. And, you know, there's Christopher Lee reacting to what I just said. So she fucks him over at the end and switches the movie. And now he's in Night of the Living Dead. And he's trapped in that because that's also a public domainer.
Public domainer. Yeah, I stopped watching this shit after the first season. Not a fan.
No, not good. It's shitting all over the legacy of Woody Harrelson. It's meteor shit is what it is.
Yeah, after that genie in the first series, season, what am I, a fucking Brit? I was like, I'm good, dog. Then I never went back. I know they had those Christmas and Halloween specials. I'm good. I'm good, thank you, but I'm good. Oh, you're going to give me money back for my Shudder subscription? Oh, yes, thank you. That's one of the best days of my life. Followed by some of the worst. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. At least I didn't watch Creepshow season 2.
I did. Nothing but fucking strikeouts this week, man.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I watched Angel and Avenging Angel. You know, with a fucking premise is, I'm honor student by day, high school, mind you, and fucking street walking prostitute by night. You just say, oh, this is going to be full of giggles. Not really. It's pretty boring and like reminds me of some kind of after school special or something. It's not great in movies where like the characters are supposed to be in high school and then you see them naked. That's always like, all right, what the fuck are we doing here? So, I mean, that's in it. It's just kind of fucking boring. Someone like Danny Steinman should have directed this and threw a little more class on the picture.
I remember liking them, but I haven't seen them since I was like 14 or so. So, you know, maybe they're not as appealing to me now. You know,
I mean, after watching the second one, I could be like, oh, I understand why Joe likes Mouse Hunt. It's the same kind of wacky, goofy antics.
Mouse Hunt's great.
Yeah, it's a lot like Avenging Angel. At least that one, it starts out with like super violence. These fucking hitmen just go into a fucking apartment room full of women and just blow them away. She's like, what the fuck? This wasn't like the first movie. They're going for a harder edge now. And then it's just wacky shit with Farmer Vincent riding a fucking gurney and shit with fucking their wacky crew of whoever the fuck, not Cyndi Lauper and fucking Charlie Chaplin guy and shit. I don't know. It wasn't great.
So did you get a set with the three of them? Even though there's four, I think the set only has the three.
The set only has three.
Yeah.
And I have really no interest in watching the third one. So you'll probably be able to find that in the for sale bin shrink wrapped still. And I started watching the special features on the first one. I just turned off. It's like, I really don't give a fuck about this shit. So you know it's not good if I'm not even sitting through the fucking special features. It's them talking about making a movie. So I'm going to have to definitely say stick to Vice Squad. That'll definitely give you more bang for your buck for this kind of movie.
Yeah, Vice Squad's fucking Wings Hauser. You can't go wrong.
So yeah, stick with Vice Squad or Savage Streets. I can't recommend these Angel movies really at all. Not at all, my friend. Not at all. Fucking bitch. I mean, prick. Sorry. Fucking bitch.
I watched the El Duce tapes. This is a documentary about El Duce, who was the, quote, singer, drummer of the Mentors, a punk band that sucked.
You know, why? Because they were a punk band?
It was one of these punk bands that's all about shock value. You know, it's all about, you know, like that other Gigi Allen guy. Like, oh, you shit on stage. What? That's not cool. That's fucking, you know, you need to be like in a hospital or something.
Somebody get a mop.
Right. Yeah. You fucking get a mop and clean up your own shit.
What did you do? You look out and put your nose in it, you fuck.
Right. You know, somebody just needed to kick his ass. And same thing with this guy. This guy, he...
Who, El Duce?
El Duce made a thing that he, you know, it's like, oh, we're doing rape rock. And like a lot of his songs were about rape. And he would like sing Hail a lot and, you know, just say Hail Hitler a lot. And he was just like a...
Like a real classy guy.
Yeah, and the guy that just fucking got drunker and drunker and shittier, you know, just like... Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I don't give a fuck about this guy. Roop brought this over because he brought it and he's trying to explain to me, no, you got to understand. No, I don't have to understand.
The guy's fucked, and fuck him.
It's a shock value. Their music fucking sucks. You know, I could give a fuck. Okay, I know there's some people that they got, that's their thing. Okay, more power to you, but I'm not going to a show. And if you go to a show, fucking take a shower before you come over and have some beers with me. You know, it's... Yeah.
Is it because the show's filthy, or the people who go and see their show probably don't bathe?
Yeah. So yes to both of that. So
Joe, there's a lots of different punk music in the world. You know, you got your pop punk, you got your skate punk, you got your garbage punk. What was this, and what did it sound like?
Fuck, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, it's
there's got to be music in the documentary.
I went outside a lot, you know, while it was playing. Just like, I don't smoke, but fuck it, I'll take it up.
Well, I mean, was it like a Rancid, or was it like a Ramones?
No, it's more, yeah, it's like that G.G. Allin shit, where it's just like a bunch of yelling and real. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you, and I'm gonna rape you, and, you know.
Oh, because it's rape rock. I remember.
Yeah.
Tune in next week where we list our top 10 rape rock artists.
This is an Arrow video release. Yeah, I don't know what Root paid for it, but it was too much. Our buddy Jim, he did some of the extras on it, but I didn't watch any of that shit. Sorry, Jim.
I always pop when I see his name on one of those things. And every once in a while, Dave's name will pop up too. It's like, oh, shit, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I've been meaning to tell both of them. It's like, why do you have the camera on, like, the director the whole time? Like, fuck that. Let's just hear their voices and keep the camera on you. And let's get your reactions to everything that they're saying.
Jim's just there smiling, being a nice guy. Yeah.
Dave is looking all interested, you know, nodding his head, grabbing some crumpets, you know.
Oh, for those of you who don't know what crumpets are, I assure you they're not the genitals of a young man. Some kind of biscuit.
something like that. I don't know. But yeah, El Duce tapes, more racist shit like fucking Mel Gibson. By then, it's like, I don't want to watch any more movies this week. Fuck this, you know. Nah, this is just beyond belief, I thought. But we'll get to that. Anything else on your list?
I was going to skip it over, but let's just talk about it because it's going to make a list.
Okay.
I watched a movie called Is This a Joke? And the premise is cool. That's why I did it, or why I watched it. The premise is they're just acting out like old street jokes and shit that, you know, jokes you would tell your... So a priest and a rabbi walk into a bar, womp womp. But this was made for like -$20 on a fucking 1990 video camera. Everything about it is just terrible and shameful. I know it works because we did it in cheese balls and it was somewhat funny, but this is just really bad. Like, there's a couple things I've seen Nicole Fiore in which was funny, but it seems like they just paid her some money to bear herself. Let's be classy about this, Joe. I don't need you popping erections during the middle of this show. But it just seems like they paid her to get topless so there'd be some nudity in this. While the most unfunny things were saying, like, people would tell you these jokes and you'd laugh, but when you'd watch this, there was no laughing. The punchline would hit, and then there'd be like a glass break sound effect, and then the actor would just, like, they're waiting and looking at you to laugh. But the laughs aren't going to come. They're never going to come.
They're not, it's this horrible. Fucking one of the worst. It can't even be called a movie. Cause it's not. It's just a compilation of just like one shot skits that they put on. Usually the quality and the budget doesn't bother me, but this whole thing was honestly shameful. it was. I didn't watch the whole thing, not because I couldn't stand it and I didn't want to sit through it anymore, but you know, it was on Amazon Prime, and every hour of content you watch, they get, I think it's 6 or 3 cents. And that was way too much money for me to be contributing to them if I watched a full hour of this fucking shit. So I don't know how long I got into it, but if they got a penny from me watching that shit, it was way too fucking much.
But it's on there just as what, like streaming for free?
Yeah, not, yeah, it is. Well, it's not free because you got to pay right. for Amazon Prime.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this is very, very shameful, and people involved in this shit should really, really feel bad about what they did. It's not even a joke, dude. It's like this fucking, like shit like this is put out there and Amazon accepts this to be one of their streaming, but other people put, like, you know, actual creativity and time into making their movies, and Amazon says, no, that won't be on there. It's just like, it's a shame that movies like this get made and are put out there, and they're very disheartening. So
how did you hear about this? How did this get like enough buzz to where you...
Every Friday or so, I'll look on Amazon and see the new shit that's coming out to rent or whatever, and I'll just add it to my queue. So, I mean, oh, yeah, it's fucking live-action Street Jokes. I'll check this out. Sure, it'll be funny. No, it wasn't. Fuck you guys. I was even thinking of fucking, like, emailing the director and be like, dog, what the fuck? But that wasn't even worth my time. I just didn't want this guy to feel bad or whatever, but he should. This movie, it's not even a movie. This cobbled together fucking garbage pile is fucking rancid. Fuck you. This fucking movie is beyond belief, Joe.
So, Tom, I've never heard of this series at all.
Can I ask you this, though? Mm-hmm. Are you happy you have?
It got some laughs.
You're the ghost.
For the next too many weeks, we're going to be talking about the TV show Beyond the Belief, which, how many seasons did this run?
4, I think.
Okay, because like I saw something that said like 19. I said, no fucking way. No. It's like MASH? What the fuck? So what they do, the gimmick in this show is, who is it, James Brolin?
Sandra, yeah. Or no, Barbara Streisand's husband.
Barbara Streisand's husband. He comes out there in like a really lousy looking suit, even for the time, you know, and he's like recounting these stories, you know, like, hey, can you tell the difference between fact or fiction? Let's see. And then he'll tell you like a little story, like say, hey, there was this guy that was on death row. And
well, that's the second story, Joe. What was the first story?
What was the first? Oh, was that the ghost?
The apparition.
There's an apparition that this lady's seen in the mirror all the time, and it scares her. You know it scares because she goes, oh! Real, real shitty acting. And I guess that's why we're watching it, because they're so funny. The acting is just horrendous. It is beyond belief, this fucking acting.
You mean you're not going to be home tonight? I knew I should have slept downstairs, but for some reason I didn't. I don't think I wanted him to find me down there. I'll never forget this night.
She's been seeing a ghost in the mirror all the time, and she doesn't know why. She goes to see the psychiatrist, you know.
The husband is crazy.
Husband has a good idea. Hey, let's get rid of the mirror. And it's like, oh no, you don't want to do it. What the fuck? No, let's do that. Let's get rid of the fucking mirror. But they don't. And then all of a sudden, the serial rapist breaks into her house.
El Duce.
Yeah, and he's about to give it to her and sing her some shitty punk songs. But he looks in the mirror and sees the ghost. And he like fucking backpedals and falls off the stairs, you know, the banister.
He pulls a Betty White.
Yeah. And the ghost was the ghost of the last woman he raped and sang punk songs to.
So, do you remember reading about this in the paper?
So that's the thing, you know, old Brolin, he's not going to let you know until the end of the show if this is fact or fiction. Is it real or is it beyond belief?
You'll find out at the end of our show. This is Don LaFontaine.
And he'll tell you he's Don LaFontaine at the end of the show. It's like, what the fuck? This guy was that big? I guess for this show.
I got one question. Who the fuck is Don LaFontaine?
He did a lot of the fucking movie trailers.
Oh, yeah.
He was the In a World guy.
Oh, okay.
In a world for robots.
In a world where chairs don't work. All right, story number two was entitled The Electric Chair.
Yeah, this is about a guy on death row, always claimed he was innocent. Hey, they go to fucking throw the switch on him. Shit don't work. They do it again. Shit don't work. So, all right, let's send you back to your cell while we try to see what's going on. But at that
just then, moment,
they caught the guy that did the fucking crime that he did, and I guess figured it all out within
moments. Oh, he looks just like him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, remember that one guy we fucking framed? I mean,
20 you know. Years ago.
Yeah. Story number three. What was this one called, Tom?
On the Road.
What the fuck was this one about? I don't remember.
This was about Vicky. Vicky.
Okay. This one's a real heartfelt one. You know, it's about the singer that's doing real good, even though nobody's ever heard of her. And like she's on the road, and her husband and daughter, who manage her career, are going to go meet her. But she calls them and says, hey, no. Don't meet me in New York. Meet me at that old cafe that we used to...
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
That we used to go have burgers at. Okay. Both the husband and the daughter go there and... Fuck.
They go, the husband and the daughter go there and fuck.
She didn't meet them there because she was dead already. Her plane had crashed an hour before she called. It was a ghost. It was a fucking ghost.
Ghost phone coming to a theater near you.
Yeah.
And then we have number one with a bullet.
Okay, this one is about this lady very in love with her husband. Just very in love. He's a cop, so of course he's fucking around on her. And that's the part where I said, okay, this one's true. As soon as I... Cops having a fucking affair. Yeah, this is true. Like she busts them. They're fucking in her bed, and she busts them and pulls his gun, and then what? Shoots herself? What the fuck happened?
Kinda, yeah.
I mean, accidentally, she doesn't put the gun to her head or anything. She just
her and the husband struggling while the mistress is in the bed with another gun because she's a cop.
The mistress, she pulls out a gun and she shoots her in the name of the law.
So the husband and wife are struggling, and somehow the wife fucking flips the gun around like this and poof. And then her lesbian mistress is fucking hot under the collar about this shit. I'm gonna go shoot this
fucking corrupt cop who's now married to the mistress. She shoots at him, but he's mowing the lawn and doesn't hear it. But the bullet wedges in the fucking
tree
that him and his wife had planted.
And carved a little heart with the initials.
Yeah.
Because they're original.
And then more years later, he's going to cut that tree down because his new wife doesn't like it. Why would she?
With a chainsaw.
As he's cutting this thing with a chainsaw, he hits the bullet and it deploys again, as bullets tend to do. And it goes through him and kills him. The end.
Through the heart.
Yeah.
Shot through the heart. Our final story.
Yeah, real estate nightmare.
Dream house.
Yeah, same thing. This is about a lady and her husband that are looking for a fucking place to live. She starts dreaming about this house, and it's perfect. And he's just getting pissed with her. Hey, fucking enough with this house. You know, we can't afford it. They're cruising around looking at houses one day, and they see it. They see that.
I told you. Come to my house for my dreams.
It's a pool. You've always wanted a pool. They lowball them on the offer. You know, like here's our bid.
She's going. She fucking. It's just a house. There's no for sale sign. Nothing. She just gets out of the car, goes in this person's house, starts walking around town. Oh, you're gonna love it. You wait till I show you this. And they just walking around in just happenstance. A real estate agent happens to be, oh, can I help you? We don't have a sign up, but this house is going on the market today. Home invasion, bitch. That's what this story was based on, and that's why it's fact.
They lowball the owner an offer. The owner takes it because she wanted to just get rid of it because the house is haunted. She sees the lady.
And the owner comes down the hallway looking like a melted painting.
So this lady, while she's dreaming of the house, she's been projecting herself into the house and scaring the occupants. So if you want to buy a house, practice this crazy form of a lucid dreaming.
Negotiation, some would call it.
Some Doctor Strange astral projection shit.
Joe, now it's time to put your knowledge to the test. It should be said before, I remember I talked about this show before, and the dude would just take like little snippets of something that happened and just expand upon that. So these are all bullshit,
right?
But some was just taken from a little piece of a story and expanded on. And I guess, I forget the dude's name, but I guess he wrote like a lot of racist books and shit. So let's find out.
Hey, it's like we got a theme going this episode. Fuck.
Rape Rock the Book. Got it. Okay. So, Joe, the story of the woman's mirror. Is this fact or fiction?
I think I said this one was true.
That's right. It was. Happened. Remember the story of the electric chair?
I believe I told Lisa, this is bullshit.
You're right. It is bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then we have On the Road.
I believe Wait, which one is this one? Oh, with Vicky. I think I said this one was bullshit, too.
That's right. This is pig fluff. Number one with a bullet. Did the bullet actually find its mark?
I said that one was true because of the cop. The cop cheating.
You're right. It is. It's all it was based on. Just a cop screwing around on his wife, and then they just added all the other bullshit around it. Dude, there's one where they want you to fucking guess if an animatronic gorilla coming to life from fucking Congo is real or not. And there's another one. Did this lady actually get knocked up by an octopus? It's great. I'm just going to say it right now. I fucking love this show. It's so fucking dumb. I love it. But the last one, Dream House. Did this really happen?
I think I said this one was bullshit too.
Well, Joe, you'd be wrong.
I know.
Does this really happen? I fucking love it, Joe. The show's great. I used to watch it all the fucking time. I'm pretty sure I've seen every episode more than once. And it's fucking awesome. What are your... This is the first time you've watched it. What are your thoughts?
I'm thinking I want to go to that disco with all the circles on the ground that are moving around. That looks pretty cool. Yeah, this is... cheap as fuck. Was this primetime?
Yeah, Fox.
On Fox. Okay, that explains a lot. Yeah, it was a rough time for Fox when they started out. But
no, this is 97, I think.
It's funny. I mean, like, if you've never seen it, it's on Tubi. And
it's on YouTube, all of them.
Okay.
Amazon Prime, The Cock.
So you can find it all over the place. It's funny. That's like, it's unintentionally funny. So watch it for that.
You got to say it's better than the shit we've been watching.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And shorter.
Yeah. And it's better than, I don't know. It's more believable, I guess, than like a guy that starts having a fascination with kangaroos. Following kangaroos around.
You're not going to deport me. Hey, join us next week when we do episode 2 of season 1. You're not going to deport me, mate. I got the coronavirus. Almost spread it around, yeah?
Oh, okay. What issue is this? Fuck.
81.
For those of you that this may be your first episode, we've been reading Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, since issue 1. We're 81 issues deep. And this plus one introduces... the anal. A new villain, one of Stan Lee's fabulous creations, like so many of them, the kangaroo. And it's just about a guy that followed kangaroos around and all of a sudden he can jump and shit.
No, this is the Australian Timothy Tidwell. Instead of hanging out with bears and getting eaten, he hung out with kangaroos and learned how to jump.
Nothing. No comet that came out and gave him kangaroo powers. No fucking, you know... got bit by like a wallaby or something that was radioactive. Nah, he just fucking starts jumping. Yeah.
Mowgli style.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with the animals.
Yeah. And he takes a cue from Spider-Man's and decides to fucking take his show on the road and, you know,
be a wrestler.
Yeah. And that doesn't work out. So now he's on the run and comes to the great old US of A and steals a fucking isotope that they just happen to have at a bank, you know, that this isotope or whatever the fuck it is can release a virus.
It was in a lockbox.
Yeah. Yeah. Spider-Man's just picked up his Aunt May from her Florida vacation. And
like, I wonder if she's going to have another ailment in this one, fucking bitch.
She thinks Peter's sick, you know, like she always does. She's got that whole fucking Munchausen syndrome going with him. Like, no, you're sick. You get in bed. He does, but he watches the news and sees, oh, this kangaroo dude. I got to find him and save this fucking virus before it fucking breaks and kills the city.
Reading this and I was just like, man, he keeps telling Aunt May all this fucking different shit. Like, how the fuck hasn't this fucked her head up yet? Next page, totally fucked her head up.
It did. Tell her the truth, you prick. So he sneaks out at night. He builds a fucking fake spider dummy.
Web dummy.
Spider web. I mean, doesn't this stuff stick to everything? How did she fucking pull the blanket off?
Oh my god, it's a boy gob!
She falls into it and gets pregnant.
Yeah,
it's a fucking modern miracle.
It shocks her so bad seeing this fucking Spider-Man dummy.
What happens to Murgatroyd?
Yeah, she falls fucking flat on her face, and maybe she's dead.
Stuck to the bed.
I don't know. Spider-Man's has kicked the kangaroo around, but he hops away to freedom, and he comes back and finds his Aunt May just laid out. I'm like, is this my fault? Yeah, it's your fucking fault. He's
looking around like, should I?
You know, but she's laying there comatose, but seeing who our villain is from the next issue, I think something is going to shock her back to life.
Because he's none other than
that
the Shockmaster.
The
oh, wait, it's Electro? Oh, all right.
That starfish head motherfucker. Stan Lee sucks, folks. Stan Lee fucking sucks.
Yeah. Josh Brolin knocked the fuck out of him.
He should. He should have done it back then.
I like how Josh Brolin was just walking around the set like a doddering, confused old man. Not sure what the fuck he was supposed to do.
What the fuck has happened to my career? Yeah, I was in Westworld. God damn it.
Fucking prick. Mm-hmm. Hope we make it to season two, because Jonathan Frakes comes in and gets really
good. Yeah. Mender Riker.
So join us next week for another fucking issue. Fuck. You like lists?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
What's this one?
This one is our top 10 sitcoms with honorable mentions.
You got any?
You should have had a laugh track to go in between each one.
Like far
honorable mentions, I have the cop sitcom, Barney Miller. All took place in their station house. Good shit. Then I have Taxi. For the most part, it took place in the taxi house or whatever the fuck they
taxi play. House, the sometimes, garage.
Sometimes it was in the taxi and they'd have that fake background as they're, you know, talking to the taxi passenger or whatever.
Oh, where are you trying to go, buddy?
Hey, where are you taking me, Tony Danza?
Hey, the spaghetti warehouse.
The next one I have is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Funny show, but I don't watch it consistently. You know, it's just like, if it's on, I'm flipping around. Yeah, I'll watch it. Then I have, from HBO, Silicon Valley. The one about the tech guys that are making their website or whatever the fuck they were making. Show was funny for the most part. And my final honorable mention is News Radio. Rest in peace, Phil Hartman. You were one of the good ones.
Andy Dick fucking killed him. Fucking allegedly. Dick. That's good, Ed. Dave Foley, you're a fan of Canadians.
There was a lot of Canadians on the show.
So, as a lump, I have TGIF for Thank Goodness It's Friday. You know, they had the Full House, the Family Matters, the Step by Step. But if I had to pick one for you to go back and watch that would hold up, it would be Dinosaurs. You know, about the family of dinosaurs.
They had a laugh track.
What? There's probably roar, 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 roar. You get it?
Should have been
dinosaur. Sherman Helmsley. And then I have the Steve Harvey Show. Rest empowerment, Romeo. And then I have Corner Gas, one of Joe's favorites that'll probably be number one. And then I have one that I watched recently, The Nanny. No, it wasn't good enough to make the list. And then my last honorable mention is your number one, The Jorge Lopez Show. I didn't watch it when it was first running, but when Nick at Night played it, Lori and I would always watch that shit and have a good laugh. With Ernie? You remember Ernie? For everyone confused, that was me talking, not Joe. I know some people just listened to the audio feed and got confused. So. Number 10, Don LaFontaine.
At number 10, I have the Jewish comedy classic Seinfeld.
Always hated that shit.
I have. The first two seasons are not very good, and then it gets really funny.
Well, I mean, you're a Michael Richards fan, so.
We are going with that theme.
Who wants to drink from the water hose? This guy in the fucking water hoses, I swear. What's his deal, man? Is he going to bring out the German shepherds next for everyone to pet? Oh, yeah. Fucking prick. I have the Kevin Smith classic that ran for a whopping 2 episodes and then was canceled. Clerks, the animated series.
Which is really good. And you know what? You can't even call yourself a Clerks fan if you haven't seen this.
Looking at you, Kat.
Yep.
Fucking prick. Number 9.
A more recent show, and watched one I just watched the most recent episode of, is What We Do in the Shadows. Funny shit. Vampire shit. Tom, you don't like vampires, so you won't like this. You also don't like Hispanics.
No. Number 8, the Norm Macdonald, not so classic, A Minute with Stan Hooper. This was also a Fox show. I don't think it ran all the episodes. It might have, but I don't think it did. I think they're on YouTube, but they're very low quality. Years and years back, I found, I forgot what it was, maybe the Ultimate Norm Macdonald Torrent or something. And then they were in there at better quality, but not the best. But it's definitely worth a watch. I like it enough for it to be number 9. Number 8, Don LaFontaine.
At number 8, I have Married with Children.
Mm.
Good show.
Except for season 7.
I don't. Can't differentiate the seasons, but
that's when they brought fun. 7 in, that little kid.
Oh, that shit. Yeah. Why did they do that?
Because it was season 7 and his name was 7. Mm. Fucking pricks. Fred O'Neill's the man, right?
Yeah.
You down with Grandmaster B or
who's that? The dog?
No, that was Buck.
Buck.
Now I see why it's only number 9. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, number 8. Sorry.
8. Yeah, 8.
My number 8 is another animated show that only aired for a couple episodes, then got canceled. And then Adult Swim aired it years later. And that is Mission Hill. I think I recommended this to you a couple times, and I'm sure you still have not watched it.
No, because I tried watching The Venture Brothers, which was a big recommendation for me.
Yeah, you might like the Mission Hill a little more because it's more grounded in reality and more sitcom-y, I guess. But hey, we'll get to that. Number 7.
Number 7, I have Curb Your Enthusiasm by the guy that did the Seinfeld writing and shit. This shit's funny. This shit's really funny. It's some of the dumb shit he gets into just cracks me up.
Butt cracks. Number 7, don't watch it much anymore, but I'm sure it's still great. And it's been running for so long, so it has to make the list. And that is South Park. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Number 5. No, 6.
6. At number 6, I have the detective comedy classic, Sledgehammer. This ran for 2 seasons And this isn't for everybody, but it's for fucking me because I love it. Funny shit.
Number six.
Yes.
I have Roseanne, written by Norm Macdonald. What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. And then John Popper came in and had a heart attack.
I was just about to say, is that the Blues Traveler came out? And Dan.
Oh, yeah. I was in a band with Dan.
Could have been in their band or some shit. Fuck, that was awful.
Number five.
At number five, I have another HBO show, The Larry Sanders Show. It was like one of those late night. It was a sitcom that took place at a late night talk show. Funny stuff.
Rest in empowerment. Number five, Straight Out of Sunnyvale, Trailer Park Boys. Except for those couple seasons that were on Netflix that aren't so great. For the most part, it's good.
Yeah, I'd say like the first six seasons are really good.
Seven, maybe eight. I'll have to go back and see which DVDs I have and when I stopped. And haven't went back and watched those Netflix seasons, though, that's for sure. Number four.
Number four, I have Malcolm in the Middle.
Life is unfair.
It is. Yeah, great shit about the family dynamic, brothers and shit. It's funny. It was a real funny show.
I have another Fox show for my number four, which we already spoke of. And all I'm going to say is throw it in and give me a whoa, Bundy. Married with Children's.
I was sure you were going to say Living Single.
I love that Queen Latifah.
Or Herman's Head.
Or Alonzo Bowden. I think he was in that as well.
Or Martin.
He the man. I liked him when he was that lady. Was there Shaquisha? I don't want to sound totally fucking stereotypical, but I think it was a stupid fucking, yeah. Not to say that's a stupid name, but it's kind of silly and ridiculous. Well, I guess Martin normalized names like that.
He did.
So you thank Martin for that being socially acceptable.
Keeping it real.
Number three.
Yeah, number three. I have another Fox show, Arrested Development. Clever, clever shit. Very, very funny. I dig David Cross. He always cracks me up. He's really good in this. And so is everybody else. And really, I never liked fucking Jason Bateman. I never liked him. And this is, he's pretty good. He's like the straight man in it all, but does a real good job of it.
You ever see Extract?
No.
Give it a shot. If you like that tour bus show in Norman Bateman, you might like it.
All right. Got it written down.
Number three is another Fox show, though. Joe, sorry. And it's animated. And this gentle fellow's a king. But he's not just the king of anything. He's the king of the hill. Good stuff. Hot stuff.
It is. It is.
Number two, Joe. Does it happen to be King of the Hill?
My number two is another Fox show, and it's animated, and that happens to be The Simpsons. Seasons 3 through 7 are fucking outstanding. I can't say about the rest of it because I've either forgotten about it or whatever. First two seasons are garbage, but from then on, I think Conan O'Brien was doing like the writing on season 3 and 4. That shit's real, real good, and just somewhere along the way at past season 7, like 8 or 9, I just kind of like wasn't watching anymore.
Yeah, you get older, you grow out of things. It just happens. Kind of like me with South Park, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like South Park is something I can watch sporadically, you know, but it gets old real quick. I did watch that coronavirus special, and that was
Sorry to hear that. I still haven't seen it, though. Maybe when they find a cure. I just can't laugh at such things right now.
I get it.
Joe, number two.
That was my number two.
No, my number two, you fuck.
Give your number two instead.
Go Team Venture. The Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
It's bros.
Motherfuck. Number one.
Bros. Number one, I have WKRP in Cincinnati.
Mm.
Sitcom that took place at a radio station.
You love those radio station shows.
They're pretty good.
My number one, Rest and Empowerment, Norm, starring Norm MacDonald, Artie Lang, and Lori Metcalf. This one, I think, was three, maybe four, but I think three seasons on ABC. I think it followed the Drew Carey show, so it was around that time. Really good. If you've never seen it, go back and watch it, because it's fucking hilarious. They said Blumpkin on a Disney Channel fucking show, and Whores a few times. So definitely check out Norm. It's fucking great. I think earlier this year, while I was doing live stream paintings, I was watching that, and that was playing in the background. So go back and watch those videos and just listen to it. Joe, next week.
Have we done disaster movies yet?
I don't know.
Who fucking knows, right? I was either going to do that or movies about gambling.
It's up to you, Joe.
Let's go the gambling route.
All right. See you again next week, Norm.
I bet somebody $20 that we'd do that.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening, tuning in, watching, whatever the fuck you're doing. Head on over to dwnproductions.net. I hear this weekend there's going to be a 16th anniversary sale, analversary sale. Sorry about that. So maybe you'll want to hold off to this weekend. Maybe it'll only be one day, since the anniversary is only one day. So dwnproductions.net, you find out when the fuck it is. Joe?
Go to fastcustomshirts.com and just kind of look, shop around, and maybe put stuff in your cart, but don't get it for a couple of weeks. And, yeah, if you need custom work done, and I don't know, just might want to hold off on that for a couple of weeks too. But I'll be in San Antonio this weekend maybe. At the Mall of the Americas, I think it's called. I don't know. But, yeah, I'll be out there for MonsterCon. Hope to see you there, I guess. Wear a mask.
Boy Gab. Fantastic.
No, thank you. That means a lot to me. That one came from the heart.
A man brought down by the love of a woman.
What woman?
The woman in the song, Tex.
Oh, yeah, in the song, sure.
What's next?
Well, next song I'd like to record, if you don't mind, is a song about the real heroes of America. The noble men who work with their backs, you know, not doctoring or lawyering, or just plain regular folk who make this country great.
Well, that sounds like classic Tex Hooper, sir. What's it called?
Manhole Inspector.
Manhole Inspector. Fantastic. Manhole Inspector, Tex Hooper. Let's take one.
Don't want to be a doctor, a lawyer or tax collector. Just want to do the thing that I love, and that's a manhole inspector. Checking out the manholes. Yeah. Some fellas go to the racetrack, a betting on the big trifecta. Ain't got time for no gambling, boys, cause I'm a manhole inspector. Boss man, I'm putting in for overtime, checking out the manholes. There's another one. Look at the rim on that one. Ha! Don't got me a girlfriend, cause you know I just neglect her. I'm too busy working night and day as a manhole inspector. Even eating my lunch down in the manhole. I'm going down, chowing down, getting down, round and round, chicka chicka down, now staying down, all around, make a sound, downtown, mowing down, brown town, southbound to the manhole. Some fellas talk to the ladies.
Hey, Gabe.
Tell them they're a movie director.
Yeah.
Does this song strike you a little odd?
No, why would it strike me odd?
Never mind.
Well, let me see if I fit inside this sweet one. Oh. Oh. Oh, there, I'm in. I'm in. Oh, it feels good. Just stay there till I get comfortable, okay? Now I can move. Oh, yeah, it's a tight fit. Just relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. Oh. Oh, ha!
Gabe, did you hear that?
What?
I don't know. He just told the manhole to relax. I think he's talking about a man's ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't want this song to be misconstrued, you know. I mean, the people that listen to country music, they're a traditional lot, you know, very conservative.
You're just a little paranoid because you got a lot of money sunk into this.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Ladies, I don't got time for you. I don't think you got a manhole.
But remember earlier when he said he wanted to eat a manhole? I mean, why would you eat a manhole?
I mean, I don't know, but I think he's just talking about manholes, like in the street. That's what the song's about.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Manhole in